Hear the word of the Lord, first as it is written in parts of Genesis chapters 2 and 3. And Yehovah God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yehovah God made to grow every tree desirable to behold and good for food, the tree of lives also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Yehovah God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and take care of it. And Yehovah God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden eating thou mayest eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, dying thou shalt die. And the serpent was more cunning than any wild animal of the field which Yehovah God had made. And he said to the woman, Yes, has God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, Dying you shall not die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was longed for by the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make intelligent. And she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her man with her, and he ate. And the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the voice of Yehovah God going to itself in the garden in the wind of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the face of Yehovah God in the midst of the tree of the garden. And Yehovah God called to the man and said to him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I feared, for I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee not to eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me from the tree, and I ate. And Yehovah God said to the woman, Why hast thou done this? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I ate. And Yehovah God said, Behold, the man was like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of lives and eat, and live to eternity. Therefore Yehovah God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And he drove out the man, and he caused cherubim to inhabit from the east to the Garden of Eden, and the flame of a sword turning itself to guard the way of the tree of lives. And from the last chapter of the Word, Revelation chapter 22, we read, And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, bright as crystal, going forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of her street and of the river, on this side and on that, was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, according to each and every month, rendering its fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for a cure for the nations. And no accursed thing shall be there, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in her, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they have no need of a lamp and the light of the sun, for the Lord God enlightens them. And they shall reign for ages of ages. And finally, we read from Apocalypse Revealed, number 89. And I will give to eat of the tree of life signifies appropriation of the good of love and charity from the Lord. To eat in the word signifies to appropriate or to make it one's own. And the tree of life signifies the Lord as to the good of love. Therefore, by eating of the tree of life is signified the appropriation of the good of love from the Lord. To eat signifies to appropriate, because as natural food, when it is eaten, is appropriated to the life of man's body, so spiritual food, when it is received, is appropriated to the life of his soul. The tree of life signifies the Lord as to the good of love, because nothing else is signified by the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. Also because man has heavenly and spiritual life from the good of love to the Lord and charity toward the neighbor, which is received from the Lord. Tree is mentioned in many places in the word, and by a tree is meant the man of the church, and in the universal sense, the church itself. And by the fruit of the tree is meant the good of life. The reason is that the Lord is the tree of life, from whom comes all good with the man of the church and in the church. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.